A president is not too far from the truth. And the president's wife is not totally surrounded by foreign policy. He's got a lot of problems with Tommy and his international economic stuff. He's got a lot of problems with Europe and his whole domestic stuff. We've got a long lot of fights with the Congress. We've got a political campaign coming up and a whole question of who fits where and all that. And we can only push the president so far. He's human too. At some point, everything's going to come in with one of these temper tantrums. Everything. The president's going to go down and go down.
Right.
And we'll do it out. And we know how to get back to it. Obviously, there's no question that this deal is immensely valuable. But there's also no question that the deal is not indispensable. And there's nobody here who is going to get out there on my interest. I don't think I couldn't do it anymore. I didn't have to get what I needed. I'm not going to
do it. Just got to be made in France again.
No, sir. And if you're, to me, if you're approaching it exactly right, the worst thing you can do is lie down and say, oh, Henry, please don't quit. And see what I said. On the other hand, I don't think I coached to Henry. And he said, first of all, he can walk out on a bed with problems. If the bureaucracy's all screwed up, then you've got to figure out a way to get that straightened out. Then you're free to leave. You've got to work down. You can't just do it like this. And Al said he went on exactly the same term. And he's in much better shape today.
Oh, I know.
And
because he's not going to run a war.
I said, now, is there some other problem beyond all this? Because it sure seems to me that there's some personal in this all too. That maybe something else has gone wrong. And Al said, no, I know what you mean. But I'll tell you what my view of that is. I think Henry is physically fatigued.
He said, I got that in the voice.
And he said, the reason for that is Henry is doing his social life, and then he's coming back and worrying about this stuff. He's on the phone to me at 2 and 3 in the morning, almost every night. He said, I'm fatigued, remember to talk to him, but he's worrying more than I am. He said, there's another problem, which is that Henry's bored. Bored with the problem of fighting these petty people that he doesn't think are worthy of his having to even recognize, let alone also, he's going to have many problems.
Yeah, all right.
He should stay away from that. The other thing Al says there is merit to part of the case, this Al's case, which is that the Wessing meetings this last spoke, confirm another thing. He said another very serious factor in this is that for the first time in any of these crises, Henry is more at fault, is partly at fault, maybe more at fault than anybody, in what went wrong. And he knows it.
He's not asking any Congress about what Mr. Ungod is doing.
And I said, well, now, that's the thing. I don't understand this. Henry was saying, we should have done this, we should have done that. And
I'd ask him,
did the president refuse to do something you recommended? And he always says no.
And I was way out of it.
And I said, as a matter of fact, it's my understanding the president was out ahead of it, pushing him on several things. Now, I said, that's right, he was.
Hello? Hello?
kind of go down as a failure, just as one policy failure of the administration. Which, and I say, well, how could it have been in history? And you have to recognize all the great men in history had many more failures and successes, because they had the right successes. The country started down and they were having them all.
That's quite a very difficult to realize, right?
It's all lost out here. The material state, look at the people in the church of law, Gilead, Napoleon, Alexander, and Antioch.
Also, there's something that you have to know a lot about, the things that I'm trying to get angry at. Sit down with him, and we'll be able to do this here in our second period, but come out. He's a Roger.
Right. down in the end of the current thing. He said, we're in now a series of diplomatic and so forth decisions that are far tougher than Cambodia. Work this out, that if we get this one done, I said, well, any kind of, it's impossible. We did everything wrong, there's no hope. And I said, that isn't true at all. He said, we can't come out bad, something like this. To come out bad, we would have had to do some things earlier. But we can still come out. And we can come out where we want to come out. We're going to have to play teams like the Soviets do, like they play Lebanon. And, but we can come out of.
Backwards, but it's almost, good.
Not just not bad, it's very, very good.
But Greg also liked everybody else around here more than that, but it's a mistake.
Well, that's not talking about that.
That's a cut, and I expect you to know. Think for each, if they've been able to really use that thing. I'd like to know what the following is. What, or if you're... That's why we're supposed to have done that, right? Now let's see whether they felt the budget. It apparently done.
It there, what would you say?
It's a much better plan of television. Sure, it's got a very good plan of television. On CBS, well, it's not got to... That's really what that cat does. I mean, it does the pain, it's a hell of a hit. And I think you've got a charge to knock it up. But let's face it, Snowy, I was looking at the thing this morning. If there's one thing that comes through on the musty business, it is that if there's more than anything else, it's just dull. You know what I mean? He said he's not setting any fires. Well, they're going to get this thing out that comes from the fire. They said he's dull.
Right?
Definitely dull.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we need to get the audience going, you know, and then they know it. They don't like it, they know it. Now,
we think of
the play what our problem is, the enormously favorable play.
They came to
Tommy House.
And then they had us came on
that about
CBS.
Thank you. so close to you, of course, to us, and your son, who was so wonderful for us in 1958 in that campaign. Well, it took a lot of courage. So I had left not much time. As a matter of fact, it was down with Billy Graham there in Charlotte. And we were talking a little about reminiscing about the campaign. He was sort of fine. Well, it's hard to understand how some of these things happen, but we just want you to know that we think so much of you, and we love so much of him.
So I think you know it.
I
sure my empathy.
Yeah. What else can you have? You had some other things, what were they? We got walls.
They're right shot all out, have you been talking about?
No, we're just gonna take this one here, not something about some, somebody by the, what we're talking about, swearing at, we moved, I'm not swearing, but yeah. I'm not doing any of those.
That well, it's a very.
Very, that's right. No, come on, I want it down there.
Done, and that's fine, we'll have to do it tomorrow, so it looks like fine.
Good. And, that says we're gonna have that.
I swear.
I think we're gonna, Bill's not even out gonna do it, no. I agree to some things here. The wall is beating, the more beating, and, then what else do you want tomorrow? You said, Chapman, you want to come in?
Well, that's your two, I'm sure, I have, but the display is certain that.
That's terrible, man.
Not me, it's gonna be a pretty low clean accent, and they wanna do it, and this is the only thing they can do, as, this is the way you say goodbye to them.
But they don't. We don't wanna do it, we wanna keep people.
Apparently not.
Fine.
It's good. It's hard to understand, it's not a big ceremony, it's a small ceremony.
Could it be held here?
I think so.
Well, whatever they want. Let's do that tomorrow. As you can, as the White House, it could be decorated, so.
Yeah, we do it. Here, in the room that we have to, I think the plan is to do it in here.
Right. Okay, let's get that done. What other options?
Well, we have the, there's several audio tapes that we get out of the way.
Okay, description, you agree with them?
Yeah, the armed forces description, that's it, because the hall have odds.
No, really?
They've got those all, they're doing pretty well, getting those out.
They're better, they are. Okay.
The other thing that may be ready to get out of the way is we've got a new photograph of Nick Chapman. You know, he wanted the interview, and we turned down the interview. He sent an article from a call from your religious stuff, if you can check this, we bring it.
My religious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no, it's a whole thing on you as a religious man, sort of, and faith and moral dignity. He talked to a lot of people, and then he submitted questions that rose from Ray Price's hand, rather than interviewing where we
so you can answer questions.
So he submitted those. If those are answered, then they want a photograph to go with the article.
Sure.
And so we just run in after the photograph.
Fine.
But I don't want to do it until we know the questions are all answered. And that's a good thing.
Probably you can talk about will answer the questions, and then have the photograph.
No, I think it's done. Or if they've got one, I think they will find it. Yeah, that Gilbert Dudley thing hanging fire, I don't know.
I know, we have to do the briefing.
He said to have, remember, he sent a note, he wanted to present you with a piece of porcelain from Copenhagen.
All right.
Token of his esteem. He agreed to know that.
Is he here?
I don't know.
I don't think he's here.
He's gone.
Can't see it.
I don't know, but I guess he's not here, we'll follow him.
That should be done.
There are a lot of hands that.
Well, let's try to get a few of them tomorrow, but I think 12:30. You know, to stay an hour and a half from 11 to 12:30, you gotta do that.
Sure.
And I might sit down. I might put it in.
David, don't put it on the schedule.
I don't want people to put things on the schedule. Go over there and start you on the camp, David. And see if they're gonna go with the best of the techniques, but they must not put things on. Just to pop it out.
There is a problem there in that pop color. I know, but sometimes.
You know, we get caught in the other one, we don't tell her, and then we have a problem. But I just don't want to put on when it's only 10 again.
Yeah.
You talk to John, make sure he's coming. Talk to him. Well, he does. I know he's probably got my ears. What we were looking for here is not close for them. It's just refusal. It's not supporting the enemy group. And maybe supporting the enemy.
you want.
Trying to put it right after you get back to me anyway. You could take off and take off a couple of days.
Maybe do it Friday, that'll...
I haven't talked to Ron about it at all. I don't know if
that idea of embargoing until Monday would work anyway.
Well, I would embargo something to Friday, too. I just said
there's something story. And then you lose the TV. You don't care.
Well, I think really we're not doing
the TV. That's my point, you know, this. You're going to make a hell of a lot of TV news with the trips anyway. And they have to
pay for it. I don't know. Well, I'll do it.
Yeah, we can do it. Well, crash test. That's the guy.
I'm going to do it.
So we're going to get front landing ceremony and all this thing. Talking about being a secret, I bet 30 phone calls from people who think they
what he's going to be. He'll be a, you know, part of isolating him, so that you don't have a final of our time.
Okay.
You're going to California.
policy. Where you're in that now, where you're just running away with these primates and stuff and that. It's a great thing you fly up and you wipe off.
But then you see the bend going forward, the second, third, fourth, up here before, three more days of the sun.
Four?
Right, three, four, then. You can go to California.
Yeah. Now I can come back here. I can get the hell out of y'all.
I gotta be back here on the night. Who rides on that way?
Instead, you can come back on the morning of the night if you want to. Or the end.
Well, you ride at the end. I'm just fine.
That's another good time to arrive at the airport when she does.
But the history of the opinion is written, it's written to go through them at Pompidou. Insofar as the guy is capable of human emotion. But even then, Suharto. Yaya is personal. Quintetico, Tito. And I'm not just talking about people who will do things for you that they will not do for anyone else. That's a good test of a good relationship. And where but their confidence in you is absolutely decisive.
Fantastically revolutionary thing.
Well, that means a hell of a lot from this fag, because she's totally opposed to you, basically, by every instinct.
But you know, it's an interesting thing, though, that it was said that apparently, you know, some of these people that don't things that are too obvious.
Well, but they're not, they're obvious to you, Mr. President. What you don't realize is you've been conducting involved foreign policy since 53. So many things are obvious to you, but to the average political leader, you have to begin to explain what the hell Trudeau is talking about. And
the trouble is, there must be a very interesting talk to Trudeau internally about the auto agreement, the oil agreement, and all these.
Well, you have a big briefing book and you disregard it. And
Trudeau wants to talk about, and somebody that they mentioned wants to talk about the same thing. It's about the world.
Secondly, it would teach the British a lesson, and they have to be taught a lesson.
Yeah.
but then if he got Volcker in to make sure Volcker understood the strategy. The pleasure of dealing with Connolly is that 2 months ago he was violently opposed to the change of the private code. You asked me, he became, and he was on his trip to Japan, to talk to him about the political impact. Polish it. Today, he understands the political situation amazingly well. And he's a man. And on the theory of it, we are now completely in accord. And the tactics, I won't get into, that's his problem. And I think he's going to come up with a good settlement. By the middle of January, we'll have it done in March. Between Yahya and the Awami League. resent an attack by the Indians on West Pakistan.
They're already attacking.
Well, not in full force yet. Right now, the West Pakistanis are still attacking them more than the other way around. Danger is, if nothing happens between now, if the war continues, India will wind up to the Bhutan in the east and the Nepal in the west. The consequences of this rape of the sovereign country, AMLO has an alliance with the United States, including a secret commitment particularly applicable to this situation, I think would be severe in Iran, in Indonesia, and in the Middle East, at least. And Dick Helms agrees with it. I had to make an independent assessment. Now, there is no good deal possible anymore at this stage. And if they don't respond to pressure to a brutal conclusion, we're going to lose. On the other hand, the letter is in a very conciliatory form. And we have a number of assets. One, they want the Middle East.
The letter is an agricultural minister, right?
No. It's the letter in reply to the letter we sent him on Monday, which was very tough. One, they want a Middle East settlement. Two,
was that in the letter?
No. But we know it. Two, they want a European Security Council. Three,
they want trade.
They want trade, and four, they want food there. And they're afraid they'll drive you completely towards Peking. So, we are not without assets. The State Department position, as I understand it, is to do nothing, as to say we couldn't get involved. And at the right moment, urge Yahya to vacate that part of Kashmir that his forces have occupied in return for a ceasefire and forget about East Pakistan. Now, the Russians have made us a better offer than that. The Russians. Now, one advantage of accepting
because the Russians have made them indicate
between West and East Pakistan.
But then will the Russians believe in the Israel?
Well, what this will do is keep the Russians from recommending Bangladesh, yes. But they might. My recommendation would be this. First, it's first to warn the Russians and the Indians that if this continues, we could leak out or in some way make clear that Kennedy made a commitment to Pakistan against aggression from India. This will shut up some of the liberals here. I told them to
say no less commitments.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I said that. Well, as a token that something else would come after it gets our presence. Indian ambassador in and demand assurances that India doesn't want to annex territory.
What part of this was state?
Well, Mr. President, I know it is embarrassing to me to be in here complaining constantly about the Durand
Order. I know it.
You have.
I know what I thought about the Indian cross.
Well, the same object. Every time we ask, say, what do you do now? They have a telegram to Yahya asking him to do something. The choice is between adopting a generally threatening posture and indicating state policy is non-involvement. Don't get any arms in, don't move anything.
Non-involvement means
ready for
a total intervention.
That's right. And they would propose a ceasefire in the West in return for, in effect, our recognition of Bangladesh. Which is a total collapse that would hurt us with the Chinese. No. But he may not give us any time.
Let's try to understand reasonably what the realities are. You know, when you see those people walking in the Indian troops and they come in, when you look at the realities there,
the reality
that the partition of Pakistan is going to be a factor.
Oh, yes.
We know that.
Of course.
And it's going to happen. Now, why then are we going through all this agony?
We're going through this agony to prevent the West Pakistan Army from being destroyed. Secondly, to retain our Chinese army. Thirdly, to prevent a complete collapse of the world psychological balance of power, which will be produced if a combination of the Soviet Union and the Soviet armed client state can tackle a, after all, not insignificant country without anybody doing anything. Now, the purpose of the bluff I'm suggesting is whether we can put enough chips into the pot to get the Russians, for their own reasons, for the other considerations, to call a halt to it. It may not work after this.
What are we going to ask the Russians to do?
Ceasefire, negotiations, and subsequent withdrawal. But we have to clear it with Yahya first before we did it. But before we ask the Russians
to fire negotiations on what basis?
Between
Bangladesh?
No, between the Awami League. The word Bangladesh wouldn't be mentioned. Between the Awami League and Islamabad on the basis of the December 1970 election, which is what they've proposed here, which is but within the framework of a united Pakistan. So the West Pakistan is would give by recognizing the Awami League, and the Awami League would give by not insisting it as a precondition on Bangladesh. And the Russians would dissociate themselves from India on Bangladesh.
And then we have a ceasefire, and withdrawal would not occur.
Withdrawal would occur after the settlement.
Not enough
now, because right now the Indians do not yet hold much of West Pakistan, and if West Pakistan is hold a little bit of Indian territory, so that comes out of war. The major problem there is that the Pakistan army is not yet defeated. They'll run out of ammunition and the oil and tubing. I'm not sure. But at least then we'll have separated them. We've got Butt saying something like that in his toast today at lunch. I think that we're better, that's what I always think, so that's my bias, just that doing nothing is the State Department bias. You are jeopardizing the science, but
we have to know what we're jeopardizing, and once we go balls out, we have to look back.
That's where I think you are jeopardizing your relationship with the Soviets, but that's also your card, your willingness to jeopardize it. You don't do it, and they come out of this completely ahead. I don't know.
I suppose they think those who would oppose us probably 3 months. Deep down, they don't want to jeopardize their relationships with
any. That's their principle.
Any of their relationships with any. Second, they do not want to jeopardize their relations with the Congress.
I got the little African tree. And
oh, what the hell you want?
Hell, I'm ready for battle. You're gonna have a ball. We're gonna be prepared right now and decide it, but you don't want to decide it now. You wanna wait here at 2 o'clock or you're gonna learn anything from that. Who the hell is the ambassador?
Indians warned. I want to follow. I am moving these forces
and I want the bureaucracy for evacuation purposes. I wouldn't say anything about doing that. And I want, it is your responsibility to line up your bureaucracies, to perform this with enthusiasm, and to stop the leaking, and to come up with ideas now how we can get this accomplished. 10 minutes, and I'd walk out. I wouldn't have a discussion with them.
Yeah.
We'd have Irwin and Johnson, and Packard and Mora and Helms. Everyone will be on your side except Irwin and Johnson.
I'll go for it.